is a little bit more on my series on the black hairy caterpillars infesting so much of my garden. Eucalyptmire, Northern Suburbs of Perth, September the 12th. It's a Tuesday, 2023, after 5 in the evening. I've said that they eat, there's just about nothing I haven't noticed that they eat, except I haven't seen them eat petty spurge, Euphorbia pepalus, but they might. But now I see they're eating Asparagus racemosus. There's a beast happily eating that at the very end. I think that's good enough evidence that their dietary range extends to this. It's in the asparagus family, and I think this is Asparagus racemosus. So my internet research some years back made me think that's what it is. It had these beautiful red berries, and let's see if I could get a little shot of that with the black. See if that would be. Could that be a thumbnail? One wonders. Could that be a thumbnail? Yes, I wonder. I don't know how good a shot my camera is getting at that. Sometimes it gives me nice crisp views. In fact, I could get a few more berries, couldn't I? And I've collected these in the past, but never got around to planting them. Where's some more? Some from down here. But yes, this is pretty good evidence that these versatile black hairy caterpillars, generally black, eat the leaves of this. So there's next to nothing they won't eat. And I suppose for the botanists among botanically inclined among the viewership, there's a little piece of the leaf. So am I getting I'm being eaten by mosquitoes now, bitten by mosquitoes. I don't know how crisp and clear that is, but if we could get the caterpillar and the berries in a thumbnail, I'd be happy about that. Because they're all from the Asparagus racemosus. And what's the Ayurvedic word for it? Shatavari, is it Shatavari? Could be, don't quote me, do your research. And used in Indian medicine for centuries upon centuries for helping women's reproductive health and libido and those kind of things, if I recall correctly. And I think it might even be of use to males as well. Well, I don't know how clear and crisp that mosquito's biting me on the hand. How crisp and clear is that grub coming up? I just don't know. I'll see if I can press my little button, which sometimes focuses. So, but well done, little fellow, because your dietary range is just remarkable. Maybe that's a better. Is that a better view? Got to pick a whole pile more now. Did I get a better view there? Did it come clearer then? Okay. I won't know, because my eyes aren't so good here, I won't know till I check it out on the computer, but yeah, you're remarkable little beasts.